up here on the wall here, we've got our ochre site, or you might say an ochre pit, if you want to say. Basically, we've got all this undergrowth just above it. It's like a muddy wall sort of thing. That looks like it's been collapsed out over time.
It's like a bit of a landslip sort of thing.
A bit of a landslip, yes. It's covered in old moss and lots of old leaves, that sort of thing. But if you go up, you can sort of see how you could just like pull it away. It looks a bit like clay, but you've got a orangey, earthy sort of colour. But that's one sort of ochre colour. We've also got like a deeper sort of red colour over there. Ochre, very important for Indigenous culture. We use it for conveying a message. It's like something like how your woman might put on makeup of a morning. She puts on makeup to cover herself up, or to maybe put out a message or something. Different coloured makeup for different coloured occasions. Hey, just like Kumbhamaris, just like Indigenous people.
All right, so it's both men and women that might be applying the ochre?
Yes, men and women, and the children. So it's like for conveying dots and messages and symbols, that sort of thing, just like today. So if I were to just kind of just climb up here for a second, and we'll just scale up this cliff a little bit, and we can just pull some off here. It's very, very soft. Here we go.
And squeezing it in your hands, yes. Just like you might with some pottery clay or something?
Just like just very similar to pottery clay.
It's a little bit more crumbly though, isn't it? It's not as damp.
Not as damp. And we see we've got a bit of like a white colour there. Mm. So a different coloured ochre for different purposes. It could be anything, anything from going on a hunt. So they might go put some ochre on, they might go up Jalurgal here, Burley Mountain, to go after Gidamon the kangaroo, or maybe go after Nyambul, the bird. Or they might do a ceremony, they might do a corroboree, they might have a dance, maybe on the beach just down here. Different coloured ochres for different coloured occasions. So white ochre, universal, can be used for just about anything. In some areas of Australia you can get blue ochre. We didn't get blue ochre, to my knowledge, on the Gold Coast. Red ochre, funeral business, sad business, sorry business. Red ochre represents blood, life force. So red, very, very powerful coloured ochre, a very, very powerful message you want to send if you wear red ochre. Okay, so this is our mixing our ochre bowl. Okay, so what they would have done is they would have just grabbed some ochre just off the cliff here, just off the side here. Now put it in, and then you get some water just from, say,
Talabudra Creek.
Jalabudra Creek, yes.
Talabudra.
There's many different translations, but yes, some water from there. Or maybe because we've got the rocks through here, maybe some fresh water coming down from the rain. Mix it all together and it becomes like a paste, like a paint. You can just apply quite easily. It's a very, very simple but very, very effective way of communicating. Dots and symbols to communicate then, dots and symbols to communicate now. The dots and symbols we use are sent instantly with electricity. Thank you.